Do you know a lot of guys on that roster?
I know. Well, one guy came in on his David Gilreath, and I went on our official visits together.
Does it add any significance that Wisconsin knocked off the number one team last weekend?
Really doesn't, because you know every team in the Big Ten is a huge competitor, and they're going to compete each week as hard as they can. So I mean, it was huge, I guess, for BCS standards. But right now, it really doesn't matter, because I mean, BCS really doesn't take a bit, huge effect until the end of the year. So right now, our main goal is just to go into this one looking as it is. They beat a good team, but right now we have to go in and execute the best way we can.
What about the fact that this will be the last time you get to play Wisconsin in your Iowa career?
You know, really you try not to put like huge statements on stuff like that, because I mean, each game is just as important, because at the end of the year, it doesn't really matter who you play, but what's your win-loss record.
Mark, I know last year you didn't get that opportunity to play against Wisconsin. Was that some sort of injury, or was it?
I think I was sick that
week. You were sick, because I remember the team had gotten, a lot of players were struck with the flu that week.
Yeah, I think I got sick that week, or something happened with my hand. It might have been my thumb that week, too. I don't know.
Statistically, this is the best defense that you guys have played this year. Have you guys seen the physicality and intensity so far this year that Wisconsin brings?
Yeah, they're definitely a physical defense, and it's something that we're going to look forward to on Saturday. You know, it's going to be like which team plays the most physical and plays the most hard and brings the most intensity and executes the best. So it's definitely going to be something. It's going to be a challenge this week.
Can you talk about the change in Ricky this year? It went from last year mistake prone, this year almost none at all.
Yeah, as I said, you know, Rick's definitely, you know, he's a student of the game, and at the same time, he brings everybody else along with him, so we know that we need to execute, because he's going to be there when we need him. So, you know, as a whole offensive unit, we kind of put on each other to really improve and to grow as a unit.
In a game like this, where it's, you know, Iowa Wisconsin's always in the trenches, you know, 2 yard guys in the middle, is it comforting to know that you can go back outside if the middle isn't working?
You know, it's definitely something to have out there, but really we don't just focus on just we have to run the football. You know, if it's not working, sometimes you got to go to a different game plan. And really, the way you battle against that is to show how strong you are against adversity.
And you guys have two big top 10 teams coming into Kinnick in the next 2 weeks. You know, I'm sure you're glad that that's at home. But what do you think about this upcoming stretch?
You know, this upcoming stretch, I mean, it's really going to define our season. You know, not just these two games, but the rest of the season as well. Because each game, you know, the impact of the game is going to be more greater and significant, depending on what happens later in the year. So definitely right now, it's something we want to get on top of and just really make sure that as a unit, as a team, that we come out and play as hard as we can each game.